do want to just share real quickly, just to give you a little bit of expectation, if you don't have it already, that if you may have read an email yesterday of just exciting news, what do you always save for last? The best. So at the end of the message, I'll share that exciting news with you. So if you're really were hoping for it right at the beginning, you've got a lot to look forward to. And the greatest thing you have to look forward to is the presence of the Lord as we gather together. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Well, let's enter into his presence together in praise and worship.
If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our amazing Heavenly Father together.
Faithfulness, oh God,
precious Heavenly Father, God, your grace is absolutely enough for us, Lord. There is nothing else in this world that we need, God. Lord, we ask that this morning that you would align our hearts more with yours, that you would open up our eyes so that we can look out into this world in the way that you see the world, in the way that you see the people around us, God. You would just align our desires with yours. Just anything that we're putting above you, God, that you would draw those to our attention and give us the strength to just lay them aside, God. Lay them at your feet, because your grace is all that we need, Lord. God, I just want to pray a blessing over everyone in this congregation this morning, whether in the building or participating from home, that they would just sense or experience one way or another your incredible grace and your love. Because your grace and your love are enough, and it is there, God. So just open our eyes to that truth this morning. Amen.
Declaring this to him. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Can enough for the world to hear.
are the one who has breathed our breath into our lungs. So today, may we just turn that around and give it back to you, God. Every word that comes out of our mouth, Lord, may it be glorifying to you, uplifting to you, God. Not just within this church building, but as we go out. Lord, it can be so easy in this space with other believers to proclaim that this is what I believe. I believe in you, Jesus. And to lift up our voices, shouting, great are you, Lord. But may we do this as we go in our lives, Lord. That every breath that you have gifted us would be used for you. That others would be drawn to you as they see that we use our breath differently, Lord. That we use everything for you. So, Holy Spirit, guide us and equip us and strengthen us, Lord. Amen.
Lord, as we sang, you truly are beautiful, more beautiful than anything in this world. We ask, Father, that you might captivate our hearts and our affections more and more with your beauty. That the things of this world, the created things that are so beautiful, would not become the object of our worship, but that you, the creator, you, the one who is more beautiful than anything, that you would be, in increasing measure, the object of our gaze, the object of our worship. Thank you, Father, for the grace that comes when you pour out your love upon us. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to be able to share your word all around. Father, you are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are glorious. There is no one like you. We worship you. We glorify your great name, just as we have in this time of worship. Father, speak to our hearts now. Open the eyes of our hearts. Open our ears that we might hear what your Spirit would say to us. And would you transform us with your word, I pray. We love you. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to that end. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team, for leading us.